combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
27 to 11 and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando's with me. Morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Cozzy. Yeah, we had the fields released for Menangle's Tuesday program next Tuesday, where we've got four heats of the Alibi Breeders Challenge for the three-year-olds, and what great races they've turned out to be. So the whole series so far has been pretty exciting. We've seen some very exciting results, which makes it even more exciting, not to overuse the term, to head into the semi-finals Saturday week. But for Tuesday's heats, which is the last round of heats for this year's series, the first is for the fillies, and that's a great clash race. We have Leighton Filly CC Ambro coming back to Menangle. She was runner-up in last year's Breeders' Challenge final to Miss Halfpenny. She finished third in a heat at Wagga back on May 24. So, and she's finished second since that run. She draws much better on Tuesday, drawn in Barrier 3. So she's going to be a strong chance there. Then also in that heat is Victorian filly Kiang Liberty for Margaret Lee and Jason Lee. This little filly has had four starts for two wins. And she won at Maryborough last start in a pretty slick time. She rated 157.9. And also in that heat is No Win, No Feed. So she won the Group 1 Tiara at Bathurst at the end of March. She finished third in a Breeders' Challenge heat up at Newcastle back on May 31. She had to do a bit of work and they ran some time. They went 155.8. So look, she's going to be better again. So that's a really good heat to kick things off with. The second heat is for the fillies as well. And we have last year's Breeders' Challenge winner, Miss Halfpenny, who's drawn very well in Barrier 2. She drew wide in a Breeders' Challenge heat up at Newcastle recently and finished fourth in that. But with this draw on Tuesday, I'm sure she'll finish much closer. And also going around is Ace Reporter, one for Mark Hewitt. He likes to get his horses up and running, and this little filly has had the seven starts to date for three wins. So she's drawn well in Barrier 4. Then we head to the boys, three-year-old heat, the first of the boys one, and Amanda Turnbull has Animal in this one. Animal, he's had 13 starts to date for five wins and as many placings. He's just raced in the Southern Cross series over in South Australia. He's had three starts back this time in for a win and a couple of placings. He's drawn well in Barrier 3. In Barrier 1, we have a horse called Little Rocker, one trained by Craig Cross. He won at Canberra recently. It was his first start this preparation, and he's extremely well bred. He's a son of Rock and Roll Heaven out of the great mare Fleur de Lille. And also in that heat is Max Delight, who won the New South Wales Derby, also won the Tasmanian Derby as well. He's had a bit of a freshen up since that Tas Derby win back in March, but he did trial at Kilmore on Monday, so he'll be going into this sharp. And you've also got the Newcastle Derby winner Roll with Lachlan in that heat as well. So that's a really strong one. And the final heat of the day, another one for the Colts and Geldings, the three-year-olds. You've got the likes of Bracken Storm, who's already won a heat of the Alibi Breeders' Challenge. Let's Go to Brazil. He's been racing well. He's won six of his 14 starts to date, and four of those wins are at Menangle. So he just loves this track, and he's drawn well in Barrier 4. Drawn alongside him is First String. So he's already collected a couple of feature races, Cozzy, this season. He won the Q-Bred Triad Final up in Queensland recently, the Canberra Derby as well. And he finished second in a heat of the Breeders' Challenge at Newcastle at the end of May to Prince Joy. So he'll be looking just for a bit of a fitness run here. And who else do we have in this one? Yeah, that's about it. It's a strong field. This one, they've got 12 horses going around in this heat too. So, yeah, pretty good clashes coming up on Tuesday. Before that, though, Cozzy, racing in New South Wales, we've got Wagga today. And Saturday night, we've got Menangle and Newcastle, strong card at Menangle. And Sunday is the Tab Carnival Cups at Peak Hill. So plenty coming up. But, yeah, really looking forward to this last round of Alibi Breeders' Challenge heats at Menangle on Tuesday before the semi-finals, the following Saturday for the two-year-olds. And then the Saturday after that will be the semi-finals for the three-year-olds.
Terrific. Good on you, man. Have a top weekend.
You too, Cozzy. We'll chat next week.